Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Rudy with calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this survey is quick and confidential. Can I ask you, are you registered to vote in Texas yet?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you are registered to vote in Texas already, okay? Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
Okay. When it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas State Legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, or vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
Mostly Republican.
Okay. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue, or it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas?
I think it's working well.
Okay. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Property taxes, violent crime, abortion rights, illegal immigration in the border, health care costs, funding of public schools and teacher pay, the economy, inflation and jobs, gun violence?
Illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration. And which is the next most important problem or issue? Property taxes, violent crime, abortion rights, health care costs, funding for public schools and teacher pay, the economy, inflation and jobs, gun violence?
Economy.
The economy, okay. Next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And I'll just throw some names here at you, okay? You let me know where they stand in your opinion. Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Would that be very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Kamala Harris.
Not favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
All right. Steve Allison.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Colin Allred.
I don't know about him.
All right. Joe Biden.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Ted Cruz.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Laurel Jordan Swift.
Don't know about him.
Ken Paxton.
Somewhat favorable.
And Mark LaHood.
Don't know.
Okay. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump the Republican, Kamala Harris the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Donald Trump.
Okay. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz a Republican and Colin Allred the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ted Cruz.
Okay. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
LaHood.
Okay. All right. Next, here's some follow-up information about both of these state House district candidates. Mark LaHood is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney born and raised in San Antonio and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decision for their child. On the other hand, we have Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised 5 kids in our community, a former Republican herself. Laurel will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Mark LaHood.
Okay. American Culture is the title. I'm going to read 2 paragraphs. You tell me which one describes best American culture, okay? The first one says, okay. America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. The other paragraph reads, the liberals, woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles.
The second one.
Which one? The second one, okay. Values and Freedoms is the title. 2 paragraphs. You let me know which one describes Values and Freedoms the best. Agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Or agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians.
The first one.
Okay. Which is closer to what you think Texas should be about the situation at the border? Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it. Or Governor Abbott is just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies when the money could be better spent on schools or lowering the health care costs. Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border.
The first one.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with the Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
Can you repeat that?
Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
I agree.
Okay. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against that candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason, okay? And I'll just read them out to you. Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership. Is that very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know?
Very strong against.
All right. Laurel Jordan Swift and her Democratic pals would continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals, bringing dangerous drugs, and a spike in migrant crime to our communities.
Very strong against.
Okay. If elected, Mark LaHood is so extreme in his pro-life views, he would put parents' access to conceiving a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas.
Very strong for.
Mark LaHood supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk if they have a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, don't know.
Don't know.
Okay. Mark LaHood supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors. Would you say that's very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know?
Don't know on that one.
Okay. In the legislature, Laura Jordan Swift would vote against parents having the right to use their tax money In the legislature, Laura Jordan Swift would vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send a child to a private school. Would you say that's very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. LaHood is on a record taking campaign contributions from a group. Even state Republican leaders say it's wrong because they are connected to a Nazi sympathizer who openly advocates killing Jewish people and beating women. Is that very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know?
Somewhat strong against.
Okay. LaHood's campaign is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda, defunding public education and restricting personal freedoms. Would you say that's very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know?
Weak reason.
Okay. Mark LaHood is endorsed by and embraces anti-vaccination organizations that promote conspiracy theories with no scientific proof about vaccinations that have helped eradicate serious diseases and viruses. Would you say that's very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. Mark LaHood claims to support police and safety, but makes his money as a lawyer defending criminals who physically attack cops, molest children, and commit murder. Would you say that's very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know?
Somewhat strong against.
Okay. Mark LaHood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, denying it was an insurrection. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. Laurel Jordan Swift is just another liberal Democrat who are promoting woke DEI policies, gun control, and defunding the police. Would you say that's very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know?
Somewhat strong against.
Okay. And lastly, Laurel Swift is an extreme pro-abortion advocate. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know?
Very strong against.
Okay. Moving forward, after hearing these statements about Mark LaHood and his beliefs, as well knowing that he defeated a more moderate bipartisan incumbent, Representative Steve Allison, in the primary, do you agree or disagree? Mark LaHood is the kind of Republican that is just too extreme for Texas.
Disagree.
Okay. Lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for state representative, Laurel Jordan Swift. Ask if your reaction to it is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. For example, Laurel thinks Austin politicians just need to use common sense and talk to one another. She will be a bipartisan pragmatic problem solver in the legislature, working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done. Would you say it's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
In the legislature, Laurel will support public schools by opposing the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
A former Republican herself, Laurel Jordan Swift, has watched Texas Republicans forget about what matters. Common sense and working to make sure that families across Texas have what they need to live good, healthy lives. In Austin, she'll work with anyone who lower property taxes, fund our schools, and bring back the fundamental freedoms extremists have taken away from us. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Laurel Jordan Swift believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion, including when medically necessary to save a woman's life. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Negative.
Okay. As the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicle, squeezing Texas consumers, Laurel Jordan Swift says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Okay. Laurel Jordan Swift is a strong and consistent supporter of public education. She says the state should use its massive $33 billion budget surplus to fully fund our schools, increase teacher pay, and relieve pressure on local property taxes. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Okay. Laurel believes that the best way to prevent mass shootings is with responsible gun ownership and sensible laws like raising the age to purchase assault weapons to 21 and require mental health background checks for gun sales. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Laurel Jordan Swift knows that Texas must act now to reduce the cost of homeownership. She will lower property taxes for homeowners by ending the special breaks Republicans have created to businesses and big corporations to challenge their taxes and not pay their fair share. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Okay. Moving forward, having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Mark LaHood.
Okay. What is your gender?
Male.
All right. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
40 to 54.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black, of Asian or Pacific Island descent, white, Caucasian, or other?
White, Caucasian.
All right. Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Okay. Finally, and this is the very last question here, Mark, yes or no, if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment, okay? TV channels, Fox, Fox News, or AON?
Fox News.
Okay. YouTube TV?
No.
TV channels MSNBC or CNN?
No.
Okay. Facebook?
Yes.
TV streaming Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
No.
And Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
Okay. All right, that ends the survey. I do appreciate you taking the time to helping me complete that survey, okay? It's been a pleasure. You have a good rest of your weekend there, guy.
Thank you very much. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.